In Marshalltown at the time that I was growing up there, very good public schools. I was very fortunate to get to be involved with all kinds of extracurricular activities. They had a very good art program, music program, sports, very strong athletic program there. And I was kind of one of those types of people that was just kind of interested in everything and got to sort of dip my toe in all of those different things. And that helped me a lot because I developed a broad range of skills and an ability to kind of mix in with a lot of different types of people, and took that all the way through my college experience at University of Iowa.
And then describe how you got involved with this particular documentary.
I came out to Los Angeles when I was right after I graduated from college. I got an internship at the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, which is the academy that gives the Emmys. And they had a pretty competitive internship program, and I was, you know, kind of naive about how difficult it would be to get an internship like that, but I applied for it anyway when I was on campus at University of Iowa, and I happened to get it. So I went straight out to Los Angeles without really having any experience in the entertainment business or film business, but I was put immediately into this this production company called Viacom Productions, and had a 2-month internship there, and just kind of hit it off with all of the people that worked there, who ultimately ended up offering me a job right after the internship. So I was very lucky to, you know, be in a position where I got a high-profile internship at an established production company, and that I actually got hired right after that into a real position as an assistant for two creative executives there. And that sort of set me on a path of kind of working in different areas of the film business and TV business over the years, and ultimately I pursued working in documentaries. And about 8 years ago, I started working with Joe and Harry Gantz, who have a company called View Film. They're the creators of HBO's Taxi Cab Confessions and are best known for that, and they've done other things like a show called The Defenders on CBS. And since working with them, our latest project we started a couple of years ago is called American Winter, and we started following families who were struggling in the aftermath of the Great Recession, and just recently finished that, and HBO is going to air it on March 18th.
What a thrill to land this on HBO, I would think, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we did fund the entire project through grants, from foundations and from just independent donors who we had to spend the entire time that we were actually filming the film raising money to actually make it and finish it. We had a nonprofit fiscal sponsor, the International Documentary Association, that worked with us to help raise the money. And then we, you know, once the film was almost in a completed state, we pitched it to HBO, and HBO decided to air it.
I'm sure you had some notions of what you were getting into as you went to make this film, but ultimately, what did you learn through the making of this film?
Well, you know, I was working with Joe and Harry Gantz. They were the directors on the film. I'm a co-producer on the film. And, you know, the idea that kind of got us started with this is that we saw all of these families who were really, really struggling and really suffering with the economic downturn in about 2010 when we started really working full-time on this project. And you know, I've said, too, that, you know, me personally in Los Angeles, you know, I really, really saw evidence of you know, the downturn and a lot of people struggling, and people that I knew personally, neighbors and friends and family and everybody. So When we started doing this, we felt like we wanted to show what was going on with people, with families on the ground, and sort of take it away from statistics and sort of, you know, policy-heavy conversations about these issues, and just talk about what's really happening on the ground to families. And I think during the process of working on this, one thing that we really discovered is that a lot of these families that are you know, in crisis, are hardworking people who are desperate to get out of the situation they're in, and try to have a stable and productive life and provide a better future for their kids. And I think that a lot of the things you hear in conversation and on the national stage about this is that, you know, people who are seeking social services or who need assistance in times of crisis are somehow deadbeats or you know, have made bad decisions or, you know, are the takers who are taking advantage of the system. And that is just absolutely not what we came across in, you know, the thousands of calls that we heard from this call center 211 that led us to the subjects that we ended up following in the film.
It kind of answered my follow-up question, just what you hope people that see this will take away from the film.
What's happening in our country with you know, people trying to make a living and have kind of a modest version of the American dream, meaning economic security, being able to just make enough money to support a family, feed your kids, keep a roof over their heads, and give them a shot at a better future than even you have. That's like the American dream that most people want. And right now, it really seems like that is not happening for, you know, almost half of our country. And you're right that there are, everybody seems to be in a position where there's just one financial hardship that comes into their life that can then spin them into crisis. And if it's in the case of the Great Recession, you had people who just had a job loss or maybe even just a furlough, you know, hours getting cut back or going from full-time job to part-time job or having to get a new job that pays lower wages than what they had before. Or in the case of some of the families that we worked with, you know, somebody has a health issue that comes up and the insurance won't cover it. You know, there's all kinds of things. Another family had a death in the family. The father of her child died unexpectedly, and next thing you know, she needs to find a job, and they end up homeless because they lose their home. It doesn't take very long for people to go from fairly comfortable middle-class life to being completely in crisis and in poverty.
Obviously, this is very real, but this is all, you know, kind of, well, very depressing subject
yeah.
matter. Is there, you know, do you bring something positive at the end of this or some kind of, you know, answers or...
Well, you know, we did not want to make a prescriptive film that was about, you know, this is the formula for how you can solve these problems. This is a, you know, we're talking about issues that are, you know, very complicated and are far-reaching. It touched pretty much every aspect of our economy. But I think that the message at the end of the day, even though it's sad that we have gotten to this place, and you know, this is the result of decades of decisions and policy for our economy, that we have such a huge amount of income disparity, wealth inequality, and we have nearly half of our country in poverty or near poverty, and I think that what we take away from that is that, you know, we need to be in this together. If everybody does better in our economy, and then everybody else is better off too. The people at the top will do better if people in the middle and on the bottom are doing better too. We can't be a country where only a few people are living comfortably and securely, and everybody else is in crisis. That's not America. That's a third world country. So, you know, I think that it's we need to start to get into the mindset that, that you know, if we want to have a country that has opportunity and security and is a place where people can have hope for a better future for their kids, then we need to work on this together. We need to stop the divisive political, you know, discussion around these issues and work on these things together and make things better for everybody.
Do you have any political ambitions yourself, or are you going to stick to filmmaking?
I have two brothers in Iowa City who are, you know, politically engaged. I don't have those ambitions myself. I'm happy to be making films and trying to, you know, use the film as a tool to help people advocate for policy change that can help people. I think that's actually a very important thing, and that's something that people have, you know, appreciated. That it's difficult to communicate, you know, human stories, but those human stories are the things that support, you know, advocacy efforts, and they help change minds. So that's what we're hoping to do with this film. And if people do want to find, you know, a way to take action or get involved with some of the issues that come up in the film, we have a website, AmericanWinterFilm.com, that is going to have, you know, some of those resources and connect people to different ways that they can help change the situation in our country.